State employee wages will rise 1.5% starting this July, then 2.25% in both 2014 and 2015. But workers will have to contribute to their dental plans and pay a gradually increasing health insurance deductible. That is, if union leadership signs off on the agreements. State Employees Association President Diana Lacey says the master bargaining team will present their agreement to her union's leadership Thursday night.
The bargaining senate has the authority to either authorize the tentative agreement to go forward for a ratification vote to the full membership, or the bargaining senate could order the master bargaining team to resume negotiations or to declare impasse and move forward to mediation.
The changes to employee compensation would cost the state $38 million. That money has yet to be added to the state budget, where a $50 million cut to state personnel has been proposed by the GOP-led Senate. Those cuts remain a major sticking point in budget negotiations with the House. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.